Indiana's near total abortion ban went into effect nearly 1 year ago, cutting off access for most Hoosiers. Since then, patients have encountered new challenges and barriers to what many providers consider an essential part of OBGYN care. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruman explains how advocates, patients, and providers are navigating access to care under the ban.
Jess Marchbank helps run the Hoosier Abortion Fund for All Options Pregnancy Resource Center. For years, she would brace herself every morning before going through applications submitted to the fund. She was used to being overwhelmed by requests for support from people seeking abortions. When the near-total abortion ban took effect, Marchbank expected the volume of requests for help to at least remain consistent.
When I logged in on August 1st, and there were no new messages, no applications at all, I didn't feel relieved at all. I felt scared and frustrated.
The fund used to receive hundreds of calls each month, but since the ban, it averages just over 100. Marchbank says it's not that fewer people need abortion care. It's that people don't understand the law.
They don't know that it's perfectly legal to talk about getting an abortion, to go to another state to get an abortion, to get help getting one.
The law only allows abortion care under a few narrow exceptions, but even those are difficult to navigate. Marchbank says when a patient may qualify to receive care in Indiana, in her experience, they tend to proactively choose to go out of state.
They may be able to access an abortion that is a tiny fraction of the cost, and not have to jump through nearly as many of those hoops that they would if they tried to get one in the state.
However, getting care out of state comes with its own challenges. For the past year, the fund has had to work with other abortion funds to address the barriers that come with having to travel. And advocates have to deal with different requirements or restrictions depending on where people go for care. It's not just patients and advocates navigating confusion and challenges under the ban. Dr. Caroline Rouse is a maternal fetal medicine specialist at IU Health. She says the law has vague, non-medical language that can be confusing for providers, too.
Patients' ability to have health care is made a lot more difficult when it's not just me and the patient in the exam room. It is also the legislature of the state of Indiana.
Some hospital systems have created specific resources to help providers make these difficult considerations around care. For the IU Health System, this is where the Rapid Response Team comes in.
It is available to clinicians within IU Health who have a question that requires immediate response for a patient sitting in front of them.
If a provider is unsure if something qualifies as a legal abortion, they can reach out, even if the question isn't urgent. The team includes representatives from the system's clinical, legal, and ethics teams. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Rouse is one of the clinical responders. She says the team offers providers answers around what's allowed under the law and IU Health policy.
As complete a response as one can have in the setting of a law that, again, is very, very vague and non-medical.
For providers, these resources can help them give patients the best care that's allowed under the law. But that doesn't eliminate the fear entirely. Rouse says people have declined offers to work in her division.
Moving to a state where there are criminal penalties for providing evidence-based reproductive health care is not something that a lot of people want to entertain.
That affects more than just access to abortion care. Dr. Julie Tillman is the vice chair of the Indiana American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. She says Indiana already has a shortage of providers, and this law makes it harder to maintain the state's workforce.
We're seeing fewer residents that are training in Indiana, and then we're also seeing subsequently fewer people are sticking around in Indiana. Many of them are choosing to practice outside of Indiana once they graduate.
In addition, Tillman says some existing providers are dropping the obstetrics part of their practice or leaving the state entirely.
This abortion ban is really having a severely negative effect on our workforce in Indiana, but we're doing the best that we can right now.
It may take some time before the data reflects the full impact of the near total ban. For now, providers and advocates continue to connect people to the care they need despite the challenges created by the law. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruman.